This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Hello, Parcel Mouths. Welcome to a special Owl Post edition of Harry Potter and the Boys. These are Owl Post episodes, and basically during the Owl Post episodes, what do? We read out all the mail and all the messages that have come in from you guys, the listeners of the show, via Owl, which is actually code for email. Lots going on, and I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Josh Pering. I know the first thing you're probably thinking is, Mike, it's Monday. Bloody Owl Post usually comes out on a Sunday. Yes, explanation for that is I have been moving. I am now moved into this new place and all settled. Well, not really settled, like half settled. So that happened over the weekend. I was scrambling to get all my stuff together to like start recording this. And that is why this week's Owl Post is out on Monday instead of Sunday. Sorry about that. Sometimes life gets a bit busy. Of course, you can always donate to this show, patreon.com/radiomike. You can donate as little as $1 a month to support keeping this show alive. Lots of owls coming in. In the words of Smash Mouth, the owls keep coming and they don't stop coming. The first one comes in from Lele. Thank you for writing in, Lele. Dear Mike, I love your podcast, Harry Potter and the Boys. That is one of my podcasts. I was once drinking water and died. Okay, the next sentence clears this up. I am currently 11. So you're very young. Thank you for writing into the show. I was once drinking water and died. I do not understand that. I think I understand what you're saying, Lele. I think what you're saying is that you were listening to the podcast and drinking water and something funny happened on the podcast that, like, you know, you choked on the water or something. That's what I am assuming you're saying. I'm currently 11, but I have a mindset of an 18-year-old. I will be 12 soon, and your podcast makes me want to barf half the time. I still laugh, though. Barf is a very American term, so I'm going to assume you are an American listener. We would say barf, I believe, is vomit. But in Australia, we would say probably spew or puke. Like, we don't say munt. We'd say munt. Like, I'm going to munt. That would probably be our equivalent of barf, munt. And these are the things we talk about on this Harry Potter podcast. Sincerely, Lele. P.S. Doo-dee-doo. Derek is a disgrace to all wizards, said the PA. I just listened to the 5th chapter. I was drinking water. I died. So Lele really clears everything up at the end. What was the 5th chapter? So you're pretty far behind, Lele. What was the 5th chapter of this book? I'm just checking now. The 5th chapter is chapter 5, Welcome to Hogwarts with Zach Miller. Nice. That is cool. Lele spells Derek as Derek. There seems to be a lot of confusion over the name of the character Derek. Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. That's how it's spelt in the book. Lele has said Derek, D-A-R-R-I-C-K, which may be you, like, interpreting my Australian accent. I am saying Derek, D-E. It's not Derek. And it's also not Derek spelt D-E-R-E-K. Some people are spelling it like that. But it is Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. That's how I spelt it. Thank you so much, Lele. Keep the messages coming in. Angus, Al comes in with from Angus. Hey, mate. This is in relation to the Josh Pering episode, The Return of Dragon Mailboy, which was a scandalous episode, if I do say so myself. Hey, mate. Very idiotic when Dragon Male Boy returned. Idiotic certainly becoming one of the, like, the key words of the book. Lots of stuff about idiots and idiotic stuff. Hey, mate, very idiotic when Dragon Melboy returns and just blurts out that his father was here on shady stuff to several boys and all they have to do is get Hermione and show her them doing that stuff, then that... This is a... This sentence... Angus, this sentence feels like it's come out of the book. I'm going to read it as you've written it. No punctuation. Hey, mate, very idiotic when Dragon Melboy returned and just blurts out that his father was here on shady stuff to several boys and all they have to do is get Hermione and show her them doing that stuff, then they will be expelled and locked up in Azkaban. And what is with Dragon Melboy in the Great Hall? I can't even finish the sentence. And what is with Dragon Melboy in the Great Hall? He would have to stand the whole time until he is sorted. Move. Hope the move goes well. That's in relation to me and my life. Hashtag Battle of the Amys. Not my favorite Amy. I don't take sides. Okay. Now I know how my guests feel having to read out the book because that was very hard, Angus. P.S. Parcelmouth is based on the Bantu language. I don't know what the Bantu language is, but I'm going to look it up here. The Bantu languages, and I did bring this up on the episode with Josh Pering. I asked someone to send in what Parcelmouth is based on. The Bantu languages are a large family of languages spoken by the Bantu peoples throughout the sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, interesting. I'd like to learn more about that, but not right now. Scooter, talking about the episode with Josh Pering, Scooter wrote in. He said, I loved this episode. Great stiffy content. A little bit inappropriate, but he was talking about in the end of the last chapter with Josh, Hagrid has a stiffy. And me and Josh talked about how the word stiffy, you know, it begins to get phased out as you get older. You're no longer really referring to an erection as a stiffy. The older you get, you stop. So thanks, Scooter. Glad you loved the stiffy content. Amy Almanat, the official correspondent of the show, has never missed a week. Oh no, she did miss 1 week, which is kind of relevant to this message. She writes in, now obviously the Battle of the Amys is an ongoing thing in the Owl Post segment of this show, which is very interesting. And there is Amy A, this is Amy A with the French spelling Amy, and Amy H with the, I guess, what I would call the more common spelling of Amy, A-M-Y. Don't know where it originates. Hi, Mike. This is Amy Almanat, the official correspondent of the show. Hi, Mike. Well, well, well. And obviously, Amy, the other Amy, Amy Harvey, did not write into the show for the past few weeks. She seems to have dropped the ball on the show. So we think. Amy goes... Hi, Mike. Well, 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 this is interesting, isn't it? Looks like the other Amy has dropped the quaffle on her emailing. Good Harry Potter references. I also was kind of reminded of when you started with well, 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 I was kind of reminded of the first Harry Potter movie where Malfoy goes, I think he goes, well, 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 it's true what they were saying on the train. Harry Potter has come to Hogwarts. I'd hate for someone to read out the email she originally sent when I missed an email. Yes, because when Amy A missed an email, Amy H really threw it in her face. Then Amy goes on, recognizing that this is all in fun. Nah, she was probably just waiting for an post episode before sending her next email. She goes on, you should definitely reread the books. Then when you finish each book, you could watch the movie and make a video of it or something, like reacting to all the inconsistencies between the books and movies, for example. Interesting. I could do that. A live reading would be so cool. I would definitely be there for that. I talked last week on the Outpost if people would be interested in coming to a live reading chapter of this book, which I would really like to do. But obviously it's a little bit, I don't want to just do it and then no one shows up. So I was gauging interest. Good to know we've got one person. Excited to hear what happens next in Harry Potter and the Boys. Thanks, Amy, original correspondent of the podcast, the original and best. Her classic sign off. Got an email at my website, radiomike.com.au. There's a contact form there. Feel free to get in contact with me there. Amy H. The Amy H. Amy Harvey. Message. Hello, Hamora, Mike. Great, great starting. Thinking of making that the official way of starting the pod from now on, because every week I come up with a new one. Like today, I think I said Parcelmouth, and that's just because Parcelmouth was fresh in my head because of Angus's email. Hello Homura is a great one. Lots of people commenting on that. Maybe just consistency is good. Hello Homura. Hello Homura Mike, Amy says. My sincere apologies for the radio silence. I forgot to submit my leave request from my role as foreign correspondent for the last couple of weeks while, and get this is a win for us, the listeners of this pod, right? I got married and moved house. Well, congratulations, Amy. That's me clapping in the background. That is very, very exciting. I'm glad you got married. I pray it was a Hogwarts / Harry Potter themed wedding in which all of the bridesmaids had to play a makeshift game of Quidditch. Bridesmaids, sorry. That is so cool you got married. Congratulations, Amy. I am 1,000% still on board and so excited to have a few episodes to catch up on. Great. The episodes are getting pretty wild, but loving the accent portion. Adds a certain chaotic element it was missing before. Mikey D came on the show and did accent swapping for all the characters. Very good putting the extra work in for you guys, the listeners, on his part. I'm also a big Worst Witch fan, and we were talking, I believe it was with Mikey D again, we talked about other wizarding school or witch school-based media, where we talked about The Worst Witch, and we talked about Little Witch Academia. Any others out there, let me know. And then this caught my eyes. In brackets, she says, I think you mean Mildred Hubble, not Henrietta Hubble. I said the name Henrietta Hubble. Now, Amy, I'd be curious to know your age because I did Google this. And based on the fact that you're married, it's like people can get married at any age after they're adults. But I'm going to assume you're a little bit older than me. I'm 26. I'm going to say you might be around 30. I don't know. But I'm going to say just based on the fact that you're married and you mentioned Mildred Hubble makes me think that you're older than me because Henrietta Hubble was the main character in the sequel series to The Worst Witch. I only have just found this out. And she is the cousin of Mildred Hubble, right? And I'm looking at it now on the Worst Witch fandom wiki. The show was called The New Worst Witch. And I'm pretty sure this was the only one that I watched, which ran for two seasons from 2005 to 2006. The series was a spin-off from The Worst Witch, which ran from 1998 to 2001. So the original The Worst Witch was Mildred Hubble, but the sequel series about 5 years later was Henrietta Hubble. And that's what makes me think that you are older than me because I think you are familiar with Henrietta Hubble, whereas I am familiar with you are familiar with Mildred Hubble, but I'm familiar with Henrietta Hubble, right? So there was a character called Henrietta. See, that's crazy. And this is why we do the outpost, because we never would have known that otherwise, right? So interesting. Anyway, she says she's tempted to try and find it now and rewatch. I am positive you would be able to find The Worst Witch somewhere. I've just Googled it. The Worst Witch complete series 1 to 3 is on YouTube. There is a YouTube playlist. I literally just typed in The Worst Witch. Every episode is there. You can probably download them off YouTube and store them on a hard drive as well. So there you go. I've done your work for you. There you go. I'm wondering if the mental eye that Mr. Charger referenced, that was in the Mikey D chapter, was a reference to Mad-Eye Moody's eye that could see through the invisibility cloak. Again, interesting. Possibly was. And also, as foreign correspondent, I have to thank you for explaining the AFL references in such great detail. There's been a few Australian football references in the last few chapters. I'm sure it's very appreciated by the foreign listeners from further than Melbourne. Amy, notoriously, is the foreign correspondent of the show, but she is also from Melbourne. So we don't really know how that works. We're just kind of dealing with it, I guess. Thank you so much, Amy. Great to have you back on the ranks. Gonna do a new thing here. I posted a TikTok during the week that was me reciting verbatim a scene from Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban in the Shrieking Shack. I will put the audio of that in here.
Tell me about Peter Pettigrew. He was at school with us. We thought he was our friend. No, Pettigrew's dead. You killed him. No, he didn't, Harry. I thought so too until you mentioned seeing Pettigrew on the map. The map was lying. The map never lies. Pettigrew's alive! and he's right there. Hey, he's mental. No, no, not you. You're Rat. Scappus has been my family for 12 years. Curiously long life for a common island rat. He's missing a toe, isn't he? So what? All I could find of Pettigrew was his finger. The dirty coward cut it off so that everyone would think he was dead. Then he transformed into a rat. Show me.
I would love it if you can recite any short scene from Harry Potter off by heart. I would love for you to send it in now. Like, I would love for you to record yourself. You can actually, if you want, you can leave a message on my podcast hotline, 1-800-438-353, or just attach it to an email at radiomikepod@gmail.com. Just record yourself reciting something from Harry Potter and send it in. We'll play it on the Outpost next week. And one more thing. I want to do a meme of the week. This week's meme of the week, and again, often these are very visual, and this one absolutely is. But I want to walk through a couple Harry Potter memes every week. So this week's meme of the week is a series of four stills. And feel free to submit them, by the way. If you've got a meme of the week you'd like me to read out, I'll just read. I'll do multiple. If multiple people send in memes, I will respond. I will read them out. It's the scene in Deathly Hallows Part 2 in which Harry has died and is now at King's Cross. And he finds Dumbledore. It's the white King's Cross. Dumbledore's dressed in white. And it's like this weird dream limbo kind of thing. And someone has changed the subtitles to read a different conversation. So the first frame of this is a picture of Harry looking over at Dumbledore. And he looks slightly, you know, a little bit upset and I guess played. Like, he looks a little bit like, oh, come on, mate. And the caption is, "So you planned my death from the beginning? Like an animal for slaughter?" And then the second one is a picture of Dumbledore beginning to laugh and looking at Harry. And the caption says, in brackets, chuckles. So Dumbledore's going, and then he says, "More like a pig, actually," right? So I guess this is, you know, it's subverting your expectations. You expect Dumbledore to be like, "Harry, I'm sorry, but I had to do it." But he's like, "No, more like a pig, actually." The next one is Dumbledore with raised eyebrows and an open mouth looking over at Harry with the caption, "Oink, oink." So Harry's looking pretty upset. Fourth one is just Dumbledore smiling, looking away from Harry. So that's the meme of the week, guys. Send them in. This week's episode of Harry Potter and the Boys is going to be a really good one. It's out Wednesday, as normal. Get in touch with me, radio.mike on Insta. I have a YouTube channel, Radio Mike, radiomikepod@gmail.com. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Great chatting to you. I will speak to you on Wednesday. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.